It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer. I'm the owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store. Right here in Mobile, Alabama, we're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, one block up from Wenzel's on Dauphin Street. And our phone number is 251-255-5155. You can call us for any reason. We love to hear from you. And enjoy our hold music because, well, it's my song. But anyway... and you can shop online, find us, get Google Maps, read about us, anything you want on cannabama.com. That's www.cannabama, cannabama.com. And, it's Christmas time, y'all. It's really, well, we're excited because we already had a local artist to paint our windows for the Christmas holidays in our own unique way. Of course, there will be pot leaves. But then I get this email from the Downtown Alliance in the city, and they're like, hey, we're going to have this storefront decorating contest, and we want all the downtown businesses to partner with local artists. And I'm like, well, isn't that a good idea? And so go to the Facebook page and check out the progress. It's a work in progress. But I'm having a little contest, so if my listeners haven't followed the Facebook page, we have a bleary-eyed reindeer with a joint in his mouth, and we have a tree covered in pot leaf balls, and there's a snowman in the works who will have moon rocks for buttons instead of lumps of coal. And we need names for our little characters, so go to the Facebook page, find the post, and leave us what your idea is that we should name these characters. And I'm going to pick a winner. My staff is going to vote. But we're giving away a $25 gift certificate to the best names for the snowman and the reindeer. But you got to get a look at this reindeer because he is so adorable. I'm so happy. Anyway, so we're working on that, but we will win. We will win this contest because no one else is going to have pot leaf snowflakes all over their windows, and no one else is going to have a bleary-eyed deer. So I'm feeling pretty confident about this. But anyway, come and check us out. We've got our tree up, which is in and of itself a sight to behold. And we even threw some of the new dog toys, little stuffed joints and blunts and the nuggets in the tree. And Haley found a sign that I had bought for my birthday, that it's a little, one of those little, what do you call it, garland signs, and it says freshly baked behind the tree. It's really funny. But anyway, we're getting new products in, and of course we've got our old faithfuls, and but some exciting new stuff coming in, and of course we want to make sure that you guys have really great gifts for Christmas. I know sometimes people don't think about cannabis as a gift, but why not? Even if it's for your mama or your grandmother and they're like, no, I don't smoke the weed, which is not at all accurate, but we have bath bombs, we have lotions and creams, we have skincare, we have all sorts of stuff that they don't have to put in their bodies, but they can put on their bodies where they ache and hurt. Topical products, I've said this 1,000 times, topical products win people over. Anyway, so speaking of new products, tonight we have a special guest. I'm really excited about this. Our guest tonight is, some of you are going to recognize who he is, or maybe recognize his voice anyway on the radio. But our guest tonight is Jason Gann. He is the CEO of Wilfred Cannabis and Wilfred Hemp. And, welcome to the show.
Jennifer, hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, so, you're special because, tell us how we know you, because a lot of the people that are listening are going to know who you are, and we can't really avoid it.
Well, I have I still have, it's on Hulu right now, TV series called Wilfred, and with Elijah Wood and myself as Wilfred, the pot-smoking dog.
Yes.
It started as a short film I did in Australia 20 years ago now, And then it just the success was pretty huge. It was in, went to Sundance Film Festival, went to festivals around the world. And then we made a TV series in Australia. And then I took it to America, and then we did four seasons, and we did Elijah was in it, and Robin Williams was in it as well. And it was, and now I've, turned it into the character and into a, you know, the kind of the mascot of a cannabis and hemp company. So
right.
It's been a long 20-year journey, but it's been amazing.
I bet. That costume, tell me you have more than one of that costume.
I have had more than one over the years.
Yeah, I was going to say, this that sucker is getting pretty stinky.
I'm going to get another one made soon. They cost $1,000, actually.
There's
a Hollywood sort of costume. Compare the Australian one I had years ago. He kind of had a Hollywood makeover when I came to Hollywood. Even though they were saying, do you want us to put air conditioning in there? I'm like, no. Wolford's got to be miserable.
Right. It definitely lends itself to the character and his overall ambiance.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
But Wolford's feet are kind of the special. They're kind of these nice kind of Snoopy type feet I really like. So,
yeah.
When the suits are made new, they're really kind of fluffy. And I'm thinking for a new marketing advertising campaign of giving him a bit of a, you know, a new suit.
Yeah. Well, I bet you if we get enough people buying your product, you might want to think about putting out some costumes for Halloween or something.
Well,
or making,
you know,
some PJs.
When the first year the show was on the air, we actually was the fourth most Googled costume on Google, and we were ahead of Captain America, and that was the year the Captain America movie came out.
And
a lot of people still get dressed as Halloween every year, and they post photos, and I often share on social media. And
whenever
a guy gets dressed up in Wolford, he always tells me how lucky he got in many ways, because Wolford is very popular at all of these parties. So
that's hilarious, the pickup dog. Oh, that's a great story. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's too bad there's not a girl one.
Yeah, well, the girls get dressed up as bear often.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I love Elijah Wood, too. How cool is that? Because we, at our house, are big Lord of the Rings nerds. So that is really cool that you got to work with him.
Yeah, it was great working with him. I haven't seen him since, to be honest. I mean, we've chatted a few times. Send a few text messages every now and then, you know, send our love and regards. But I haven't seen him since then. But it was, you know, we had a lot of fun shooting that show.
I bet.
Well, we may do a movie together one day. We both, you know, talked about doing a movie if the right idea comes along. But the last couple of years, you know, I've just been using the character, you know, devoted to the cannabis operation. And it's been a lot of fun, you know, giving the character new life. And I mean, really, there's three incarnations of Wolford when you think of the Australian version of Wolford, which started as a 7-minute short film and then two seasons of a TV series. That was like one kind of period of time in my life, and a period of Wolford. Then there was a TV series in America, which we did 49 episodes in America. And then now I've been doing the cannabis and hemp company for kind of as long as I did both of those projects. So it really is a whole new. It's taken on a whole new life of its own. I say that I want Wolford to be the Colonel Sanders of cannabis.
And heck then, yeah!
Know, the years down the track have that kind of image of Wolford. So people will say, "Wait, Wolford was a TV show."
Yeah.
So that's my plan. That's my goal.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a great idea. Well, so many people ever since we spoke a couple weeks ago, and I've told people that I was going to have you on the show soon and we were going to work together, and everybody loves the show. Everybody. I've not heard anybody say any, it's like a cult classic kind of thing. Like, everybody loves Wolford.
People write to me very often and, you know, tell me how, thank me for, you know, helping them. Like, you know, in the 90s, I suffered from deep depression. I still do. I have a quarter of a century, and it's just something I've learned to manage over the years rather than get rid of. But you know, I used to live for, you know, every night in Australia Seinfeld would play at 7 o'clock at night, and for half an hour a night, you know, it would make me forget about my troubles, and I was just happy for a while.
And then
when I was making Wolford and I saw the effect it was having, I thought, you know, if I can make people forget about their problems in that same kind of way, then then I think contributing something really special. And people to this day thank me for, you know, even saving their lives, but definitely helping them deal with mental health issues and depression and like even the loss of a dog. Like so many times people say, my dog died with you, and you're so helped me through it. So it really is a great honor for me to be in people's lives in that significant way. And those and my fans also have really helped the company as well take off. We've still got a long way to go, but if the fans are definitely a part of the DNA of this show, this company, and so it's a great honor to have that effect on people.
That's I can imagine, because I know about the content of the show, that goes really hand in hand with what we're about to talk about in the next segment. When we come back for the break, we're going to talk to Jason some more about Wilfred Hemp and cannabis.
Take yourself on down to St. Francis Street. When the day's got you down and there's too much pain in your feet. Got a lady down there, got everything you need. Take me to the Cannabama Queen. She'll turn that frown upside down. Tell that old headache to pack up and head out of town. Move over arthritis, cause you ain't what take me to the Cannabama Queen.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Jason Gann, who is the CEO of Wilfred Cannabis and Wilfred Hemp. Jason, you were saying just before the break that people have reached out to you and said thank you for helping them through a difficult situation, even saying thank you for saving my life. How does that sort of lend itself to your feelings about what you're doing? I mean, to me, because I've had similar situations. I share with people my history of addiction and recovery and the death of my son and things that I've gone through that are, you know, individually really difficult for people to get through in life. And now I am helping people get off drugs. And now I help people deal with their depression and their anxiety and their sleep problems and all the pain and suffering that people are having all around us that I myself have suffered. And it on the days that it's hard and I'm tired and I want a break and I want to run and hide in a hole somewhere, that's what keeps me getting out of bed, because I know that what I'm doing has power and meaning within the human race. I'm doing something for someone. So, I mean, it's a great feeling, right?
Thanks for sharing that. It is a good feeling. I want to be doing more. You know, I want to. I mean, the unattainable goal is to kind of help end cannabis prohibition throughout the world. I'm developing a television documentary series called The Cannabis Code, which is really about the soul of the plan and just about the true history of the plan and the soul partnership that humans have had with
right
for many thousands of years that hasn't really. I mean, there's a lot of focus spent on the physical medicinal value of cannabis, but
right.
I've said for many years now that my relationship with cannabis is a spiritual one. And
100%.
I found myself saying it to people, and then one day I'm like, well, what is that? Maybe I'm not the first one to feel like this. And so I started Googling it and researching as much as I can about the soul of the plant and what's happening to me that I feel is kind of elevating me. It's when I enjoy cannabis, that's making me feel connected to other people,
right?
Music or the universe in a way that is kind of heightened and elevated. So I'm really about, you know, that is my higher goal to, while I'm on this planet, to help people,
right?
To help people in other in countries and territories where they can't to access this plant, which is a human right for us.
Right. It, God gave us everything we need to utilize the plant, and then he gave us the plant. I 100% agree with you about the spiritual aspect in that I believe that, especially in the last 30 years, there's been a concerted effort to impair and enslave literally all of humanity, because everyone's sick, everyone's on meds, everyone's on drugs, everyone's an alcoholic, everyone is ineffective in their role as a mother, father, as a worker, as a minister, as a everything. Everyone's being hindered by this. And to me, the plant is my way, and all the people that I link arms with every day, including you, our way of giving people back control of their lives. And to me, when I am so stressed that my hair is falling out, literally, and I'm a mess, and like with Delta 8, you know, I lost 3 stores and a lot of money during the COVID situation as I went through a divorce that was very brutal. And I was nuttier than squirrel poop, and I was not a pleasant person to be around. And when I started using different aspects of the plant for specific reasons, specifically Delta 8 for my anxiety, it made me human again. I could, it allows me to let everything that's coming down on me fall away.
Yeah.
And then what's left is me.
I also spent some time in, rehab rooms and facility, and I, 2 back-to-back, and in between the pilot of Wilfred and the show getting picked up, actually, and I, one of the terms you hear a lot in there is self-medication,
right?
And about, you know, when talking about my former alcoholism and other addictions, that I was self-medicating, and it's correct, but it's generally used in a negative way, as almost to suggest that you shouldn't be self-medicating.
Because you need to be dependent on a doctor.
Medicate you, right?
Yeah.
But now we're in a situation where, you know, we're in control of our diet. Okay? Do you need someone to be your dietitian? No, you don't. You can also read what's on things. You can choose what goes into your body. In the same way, you can choose how you're going to medicate yourself. CBD helps a lot of people.
Yes.
And Delta 9, full-blown cannabis, can sometimes just be a bit too much for people. But as you're suggesting, Delta 8 is this kind of new, I call it Delta 8 revolution, because it's like it's somewhere in between where people can function a lot more. And I get a lot more done on Delta 8, and I very rarely smoke some Delta 8 and think, holy dooly, I shouldn't have just smoked that. You know what I mean? So, it's interesting, but I do think that there is a place for us to. I mean, there are always going to be extreme cases of people that may have medical disorders that maybe cannabis isn't right for. And so I'm not trying to say that it's a one fix for every problem, but certainly for things like depression, post traumatic stress disorder. There's so many sleeplessness, insomnia and anxiety. There's so many different medical afflictions that we've got that we don't need to be completely medicated with pharmaceuticals.
Well, and in my experience, when you have something like anxiety that's taking over your life, and you use cannabis in a concerted, like, specific serving size, I know that if it's middle of the day and I've got to still work and be around people and I need to be able to drive and think clearly, I know how much I can take that doesn't affect me in any other way but bring me down to normal and not impair me. And then there's nighttime, I'm tired, I'm in pain, I want to go to sleep, I double it. And it knocks me out. But I wouldn't take that during the day. You know, there's a way, and that's what my goal is as the boots on the ground person, is to teach people what it is, what it does, how it works, how to use it. And that means helping people, because everyone's different, helping people individually find exactly the product, the method of consumption, the potency, the frequency, those things in combination that work best for them. It's highly customizable now that we have these extraction methods. and we could pull out one thing or another and add one thing or another from the plant, because there's so many different strains. How do people know? We don't have access to everything, especially in states like Alabama. And so I'm trying to lay the groundwork and give people what they need with what we have, so that when we do finally implement medical and then hopefully go on to adult use, because I don't like the word the word recreational, it trivializes. Yeah. It trivializes what I do and what I stand for and what I'm trying to do for other people. So I hate that word. But
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I like to call it cannabis, even though we joke around and we use all sorts of other words. But, you know, when it's adult use cannabis, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's just the same as me going to the store and buying vitamin C and echinacea and, you know, ginseng and ginkgo biloba, because they work for me and they're natural. And that's what I prefer, because I'm an adult and I'm an American, you know, and I'm a human being, you know?
Yeah. God bless that. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Like, it's you're American.
Right.
You're in a free land, and it's amazing. I mean, when people say to me, you know, like, could you imagine what you're doing? I mean, I had a dream for many years to, you know, go to Hollywood and, you know, be a star of some sort, I guess. And I didn't think it was going to happen. But then when Wilfred happened and the way it did, it was kind of like, well, this was a dream I always had. But I could never have.
Right.
I mean, I loved cannabis from a very, you know, from teenage years, and in a million years I couldn't have dreamed that cannabis would be legal, let alone I would have my own company and a place with my face, or a version of my face on the. It's just something that makes me so proud. You know, I mean, I feel like I'm doing some. I always, with the TV show as well, I always wanted to break ground. You know, I wanted to do something no one had ever done before. And
well,
now
that's
I'm
definitely.
That
I think
cannabis business.
I think you're doing a good job of that. We got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to actually talk about your company, now that we got all that stuff out of the way. Stay with us. We'll be right back in just a minute. We're talking to Jason Gann from Wilfred Cannabis and Wilfred Hemp. And it's not time for the break, because now Phil is doing hand motions at me like we are swinging to Motown in here.
So it is a break?
No, well, it is, but then he's like, well, just talk a little more, and I want to stab him with my pen now, because we're live on the radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now, with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. No one got stabbed on the break. You'll be happy to know Phil is just fine, and he's smiling. I told him, sorry, I had to throw you under the bus there. Anyway, Jason, I wanted to make one point before we move on. I think that, you know, normally we get into, like, the company information before this in the show. I'm really glad that we have both sort of given a little bit of personal information, because I think that the whole point of me doing this show was so that people in a broader scope would, A, get the education that they need, that we're desperate for in Alabama, but B, I wanted them to hear my personal story, to hear from me that I consistently have information that they need, and get to know me a little bit over time, so that they would feel like they would feel comfortable trusting me. Because I know that they can trust me, and I know what my motives are, but they don't. And so my goal with any interview is always to hopefully showcase that person personally in a way that sort of engenders that same sort of trust in who's making the products. Most of my regulars, they know me, they trust me. We've got 3.5 years of consistent service, and, you know, we got all 5-star reviews because we work very hard at that. But, you know, especially bringing in a new product, I want them to know the people behind the products also, because it matters. This, I tell people all the time, I'm not really in the cannabis business. I'm in the people business. And cannabis is my tool. Cannabis and education is my tool. Compassion, love for people, which is very easy for me. It's just the way God made me, you know? But I love, love, love to be able to give people what I didn't have until someone gave it to me. And it's very fulfilling. I'm sure that that probably resonates with you somehow.
Yeah, well, you know, I, for many years, lived a very, very tortured existence. And I used to really believe that, concluded that God required me to be in this sort of torturous state and to experience a lot of hardship in my life.
Right.
To be able to put that in my art, to be able to help people in some way. And,
right.
It was pretty, you know, a hard thing to sort of reconcile with. But, you know, things like, you know, like the conversation we had about, you know, self-medication and rehab rooms, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that when I'm in the trenches doing it, I'm just fighting to save my life. But now...
Right.
I've got a family. Now it feels like that's a long way behind me, and to be able to dig into that and access that and be able to use it to speak about these issues from an informed position is a great privilege. You wouldn't design it that way if you wanted to design.
No, I say that all the time. I would never choose to go back and lose my son. I would never choose to go back and be an addict. No. I would never choose to go through a brutal divorce, but it happened. And I can either sit and wallow in it, which I did for a good long time, or I can use it. And every time I'm able to reach someone, especially when they don't want to be seen fully because they're ashamed or they're in the same place that I've been and I know it, I can see it, I can feel it coming off them. And I could say, hey, wait, you seem stressed about this and I need information from you. Let me tell you about my story. And when they realize we're the same, there's no judgment here. There's no, I'm not better than you. I'm never going to be better than you. I won't even think in that way because I have been to the lowest of low. I have wanted to die. I have fantasized about getting hit by a bus. I have been there. I have sat in the floor and wished I was dead from withdrawal. I have been there. So there's no fear here. And then their eyes, their whole bodies melt. And they're like, okay, well, here's the truth. And I'm like, thank you, because now I can help you. And when someone comes back a week later and says, thank you for giving me my wife back, it's just like, bro, who even needs to get paid? You know? I mean, I got light bill, but, you know, this is the stuff. This is living to me. This is not working. This is a calling. So yeah. I'm so glad when I get to share that with somebody.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, me too.
So... let's get to the business.
All right.
Okay, so you launched Wilfred Cannabis in a pre-roll in California in 19, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, there's a bit of pressure to get into the pet CBD game, and I almost did, and we have got some pet CBD products, and I just really felt like it was good to come out of the gate with a cannabis product.
Right.
Wilfred, the character, was very kind of, he was a smoker, and so
right.
I put that out there, and I got a manufacturing license in California, and it was a baptism by fire, and you know, we took a lot of hits, and we shifted business models from a manufacturing license a license position to a brand licensing.
Mm-hmm.
I was developing. I had six different brand licensing deals in different states in development, and then COVID came through and the wiped out. And so, like, you know, many other people, you know, I had to pivot and do something, take a different direction. And I got into the hemp, made these hemp smokes, like 20 of these, like, cigarette tobacco cessation products. And, you know,
right.
People stop
filtered.
Smoking,
they're like filtered pre-rolls. My customers love them.
Yeah. And that sort of kept the company going. And then this year, that was in 2020, and then this year I got into the Delta 8, and that kind of really has been a revolution for me. And what's exciting for us is, like, you know, we're a celebrity cannabis brand, but unlike any of the big ones, I lost all my money in court cases and dramas. There's another radio show to talk about.
Yeah.
So, but I sold my apartment to bankroll the company.
Right.
And so I just, I just sort of threw everything into it and took just a big change of direction in my career.
Right.
And so, yeah, the Delta 8 was kind of, no other celebrity brands are touching it. You know, like, I mean, Willie Nelson's not going to get into Delta 8, nor Snoop, they don't need to or want to. And meanwhile, a lot of these, you know, CBD purists that have been around in the hemp shops for years, you know, Delta 8 is kind of like a bit of a sort of dirty sort of area to get into with them as well. But you've got, like I call Wilfred Delta 8 dog, you know what I mean? You've got me in the middle coming in, like,
that's
the only
perfect
celebrity brand, the Delta 8 game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and, you know, I there's a lot of states and a lot of, you know, places that they can't access cannabis,
right,
whereas Delta 8 can reach them. And so to me, that's like an amazing opportunity. Like, well, it's a great business opportunity, but it's really great. I want those people, you know, as part of my ethic of trying to get people this access to this stuff.
Right.
It's really exciting for me to go into this territory and try and establish myself as the, you know, well, at this point, only celebrity Delta 8 brand, but, you know, the
right
premier one.
Well, I don't think I know a single person in any aspect of this industry that wouldn't say or agree that Delta 8 saved our businesses.
Yeah.
Because so many people lost. I took on two stores. Right. I had two. I took on a lease in Montgomery, which is the state capital, in Birmingham.
Right.
And a week later, the state shut down. And
right,
they didn't care that the ink was barely dry. I had to pay the rent. And I barely got them off the ground and ended up having to close them and lost three of my four stores. And so it was a huge punch to the gut, and there was nothing I did to cause it. I couldn't have predicted it, prevented it, done anything about it. No one was going to help me because I can barely get a checking account, you know. And so Delta 8 has really turned a lot of things around. I still sell plenty of CBD, though. I have been hearing a lot, and you may have heard this too, that, you know, people aren't selling CBD anymore, which is ridiculous because it's still just as relevant and important, and it's critical to my life and my customers' lives as ever before. But people are focusing on the quick, easy sell, which is the death of cannabis. And I wish people
right
would sort of get on the same page and try to trudge through for the long haul. But they're going for those people who would never step foot in a CBD store until they heard they can get high legally. So,
right.
I mean, and it, that's a great thing, but...
When I started promoting my the Wilfred CBD smokes that have, you know, really high CBD, they got 80 to 100 milligrams CBD per smoke in them, and
oh wow,
they're
yeah
really, they're really strong and they're really good, and people would be, you know, people come online and they'd be like, it's fake, it's like you snake oils or whatever.
Yeah,
and
we
like,
smoke the real thing.
You know, yeah,
I hate
like,
that.
Okay, dude. Well, obviously you're in an area where cannabis isn't legal, and so you
right
you're talking tough. But there's different needs that people have for this stuff, and some people don't want to get high eight times a day.
Exactly.
And that was the thing with me. For many years, I actually took up smoking like tobacco time and again because I wanted to take a break from the effects of strong THC. I didn't
mm-hmm
want to be high all the time.
Right.
And so but I was a smoker. And so I started smoking tobacco to give myself a break from smoking cannabis, whereas even to this day, like my wife says to me, you're high too much, you're smoking too much weed. I say, okay, and I'll take a couple of days, I'll smoke Wilfred. And I'll still feel I'm smoking, it smells like cannabis.
Right.
It tastes like cannabis, and I still have that CBD effect.
Right.
But I can function again, and it sort of like pressing the reset button.
Right,
so
right. Well, it balances your body systems the way CBD does.
That?
It balances all your body systems, your brain chemistry,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm
it's definitely worthwhile. You know, I this is the first I've heard that people have said, oh, they're not, you know. But there have been places where I've been, they're not interested in CBD stuff. You know,
right,
they only want the Delta 8 stuff.
Right, and I'm the opposite. I want to see everything because... CBD is very much a part of what we do because it still does what it does and it hasn't changed just because some people who wouldn't consider it or thought it was fake weed are now coming in for Delta 8. So, and we love those people too. God bless them.
Yeah.
They pay the lights.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's getting what they need because there's a lot of people who cannot, like you mentioned before, they cannot smoke cannabis. I'm one of them. I cannot smoke weed. It makes me paranoid.
Yeah.
Besides
right
the fact that it's illegal in the state of Alabama, disclaimer, I don't touch it. I wouldn't, and I don't miss it. That's why if somebody were to accuse me of it, I'd be like, whatever, because I don't even like it.
Right.
Because it makes me super paranoid, and no one wants that. I am on 10 anyway. No one wants me feeling crazier than I already do.
Yeah, there are times when I'm like, okay, now I just feel like it's sort of Friday night and I just want to just zone out and watch some TV show, and I'm kind of like, okay, I want something a bit stronger than Delta right now. But apart from that, it's got my number, you know. I really enjoy Delta.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, we're gonna have to take another break real quick, but I do want to discuss when we come back. I want to talk about. I just had a total like brain freeze. The only store in Alabama, let me mention this, the only store in Alabama you will, as of today, that you will be able to find these products is at Canabama. We'll discuss that more after the break. Stay with us.
Take yourself on down to St. Francis Street. When the days got
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment tonight of Sweet Home Canabama. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, and I'm the founder and owner of Canabama, the CBD store here in Mobile. We're talking to Jason Gann of Wilfred Hemp and Wilfred Cannabis. Jason, what types of products do you have available? I mean, I know the answer, but let's let you tell them.
well, we've got the Wilfred CBD smokes, which have just flower in a cigarette form.
Right.
There's no biomass or any trim or anything in there. It's just high-quality hemp flower.
Right.
But in the Delta 8, we've got quite a bit. We've got blunts. We've got three different strains of blunts. We've got Lifter, Sour Space Candy, and Special Sauce right now. Mm-hmm. We've also got them in the flower 8 jars as well. So that's Lifter, Sour Space Candy, and Special Sauce in the flower jars. We've got Diamond Sauce, which is right now Green Crack, Northern Lights, and Skywalker.
Okay.
They're really popular. And we got Delta 8 gummies as well.
Okay, so the smokes are CBD. They're the hemp flower. Are the blunts and the jars, are those Delta 8 infused?
They're all Delta 8, yeah, except for the smokes, the CBD smokes, they're all Delta 8. Yeah,
okay.
The blunts, Delta 8, the flower, the diamond sauce.
The diamond sauce. And Green Crack was the first strain that I ever tried in a vape. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Because
I love
it did
too.
Not we, make me feel
yeah, we had,
slow. It
yeah,
made
we
me
had
feel
like
on point.
And I'm the first batch of cannabis pre-rolls in California as well. So,
yeah.
And I had the opportunity to have it again. You know, I always do.
I always thought it was a funny name, too. Like,
yeah.
Well, when I started out in the corner of a hair salon in Nowhere, Alabama, having to tell someone one of their product choices was Green Crack was a little bit of a... I was like, and then there's this one.
It's fine. I mean, life is...
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. We're below the Bible Belt. So,
yeah.
You know, we get a little opposition here and there. But that's okay. We like it. Besides Canabama, the CBD store in Mobile, Alabama, at canabama.com, where else can people find information on your brand and you and what you're doing?
Well, you can always, directly contact me at Wilfred on Instagram. I'm probably most active on Instagram, and that's just at Wilfred.
Okay.
But then I'm on Facebook, I'm Wilfred TV Dog. And people can actually purchase some products that are shipped to them at wilfredcbd.com.
Okay.
And then we've got the wilfredcannabis.com site as well, which we're in California, but we're just about to enter Oklahoma as well. And so,
yes.
Yeah, I really am. Right now, I spend a lot of time on the hemp operation.
Mm hmm.
But yeah, like in the new year, I hope to get back to where I was before COVID happened and start to put some cannabis products in these legal states.
Right. Well, and hopefully we will be making progress ourselves. I just became a cannabis lobbyist here in Alabama, and I've never done that before, and I still am learning what the heck does that even mean? But we did manage to pass a medical bill, and it's very limited, but we're very grateful for it, no matter the complaints. No, you can't smoke it, but it is what it is. And but it'll be 23 before it's implemented. And what we will be lobbying for in this next legislative session in January that starts is basically our ultimate goal is full legalization, home grow, expungement of records, you know, all that, fully legal, grow it at your house. And I've had some people ask me, you know, isn't that going to hurt your business? And I'm like, no, because how many people grow their own food? I mean, people, it's not going to be like everybody suddenly has a weed farm in the backyard. They're still going to need people like me to do the hard work and the research and make sure that this stuff is legit and have it ready on command. So I'm really excited for that because there are products like 1-to-1 products and 4-to-1 products that people need, just like I talked about earlier, where we're mixing and matching and really customizing things. My ultimate dream is to have, like, you know, be like Tom Cruise on what was that show where he mixed cocktails? Risky Business? No.
So you'd be on Ellen where he jumps up on the sofa.
Yeah, what, you know, the one where he flips the cocktail things. I don't know. I was like 5 years old when that came out. I'm 43. But to be able to come in and see a mixologist that can sort of custom make a recipe for you that we keep on file, and then your tincture is for you. Your product is for you. And, you know, I do a lot of recommending of blending strains and things like that, and do customized pre-rolls because people just have different needs. And I think that that is going to be so exciting to be able to utilize every component of the plant without limitation.
Well, yeah. I mean, I talk about, like, you know, ancient cultures and civilizations that had, you know, strong relationships with cannabis plant. And you know, I talk about the spirituality of the plant as well. But back then, they didn't have the technology to be able to you know, manipulate the plan like we have now. So we really are going into some really exciting new ground. And, yeah, like mixology, like you're saying. But, you know, we've only – they're really getting into the physical medicinal value of it. But I'm really hoping in the next, you know, few years we can, you know, make some, you know, big breakthroughs with the spiritual – the psychological and spiritual elements as well. And, you know, it treats a lot of, you know – former, you know, veterans and first responders use cannabis to help them with their post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, we just finished a whole month of veterans issues, and that is a huge issue for us here. We are very passionate about that. That and addiction.
And even though there are medical explanations for that, I think there's more to it than that that hasn't been touched on. And I mean, look, a big part of that, and that's part of what I'm doing the show, The Cannabis Code, is as much about a search for the human soul, understand the human soul, as much as it is about the soul of the plant and understand the plant. Because, you know, science doesn't even, can't even quantify it. It can't even prove the existence of a soul. And many people, myself included, believe that a human soul is the most important part of being a person.
That's right.
And so if you're saying it's the most important part of you, but science can't prove it exists, then we need to expand our view of what of beyond what traditional science can
right. Not everything has a scientific explanation.
Yeah, and we need to dig, and that's why I think by digging into ancient cultures and religions and ancient mythology as well that has connected to cannabis, that hopefully, you know, we can. I mean, that's what it's Cannabis Code, because it's like a mystery, you know. The cannabis has no direct ancestor that can be, you know, identified in the plant world. And the only other creature that has no direct ancestor that can be identified is a human being.
Right.
So we have such a mystery as to, you know, like where the cannabis plant came from, this relationship. That, I've only just really just started to do what I really want to do in the cannabis space, but I need my company to do well to allow me to.
That's right. I hear you. We got to stay afloat. I am there with you. I am there with you.
I'm doing. I mean, I love it.
Yes.
But yeah, right now.
But unfortunately, all of it requires money.
Yeah.
I love what you're saying, because I think on the whole, people are so broken. I mean, we're humans. Yeah. That's the nature of being human, is being broken in one way or another. And some of us are more broken than others, you know, but I think that there's a reason why there are more receptors in the body for cannabis than your central and peripheral nervous system combined. Those are the systems that make your body function, keep you alive. And there aren't as many for that as there are for the utilization of cannabis in the body. That is by design. And we cannot just ignore it because of all the messed up reasons why it's become, you know, demonized and villainized and illegal and, you know, all this concerted effort. I mean, it's crazy that with all the information and access we have, we can't debunk all these things. And I could go on about that for another hour, but it's time to end the show.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Talking about all this stuff. I could talk about this all night.
Yes, me too. Well, anytime you want to come on the show.
Extraterrestrials. I mean, and
anytime you want to come on the show and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, you let me know. This has been wonderful, and I appreciate you being a guest tonight.
I appreciate you too.
Thank you. You can find Wilfred products at Cannabama and cannabama.com and on WilfredCBD.com. We'll see you next week.